As Kenneth Walker just reported, the U.S. has sent a mid-level delegation to represent it at the conference, but the controversy over language equating the Palestinian struggle with racism has kept away the person that conference organizers really wanted to see there, Secretary of State Colin Powell. Mary Robinson organized the United Nations Racism Conference in Durban. She's the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights and former President of Ireland.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. The UN has been planning this conference for 5 or 6 years. Just quickly, let's get to the controversy that has shadowed it. Language in the draft declaration has alienated nations, especially the United States. Let me just ask you, should things have been handled differently, or could things have been handled differently?
None of the language that is causing problems has been agreed. I think it's important to emphasize that. It's a normal part of an intergovernmental conference that language will be put there. If it's not agreed, brackets are put around it. And if it's not agreed in the end, it disappears.
In other words, had the United States attended, they could easily have
negotiated all this and have prevented, helped us to ensure that the language is appropriate.
But as the conference loomed ever closer, did the United Nations not bear some responsibility for sort of getting the U.S. there?
I've certainly been encouraging of the U.S. participating, as it has been doing. The real point is that it's usually towards the end that the most sensitive issues are discussed and debated. So it's very important that all the relevant parties are here.
From this distance, it seems that the wrangling over Israel and the Palestinians might have marginalized some of the other issues that the conference was meant to address. Talk to us about the other important issues.
It is now recognized that this conference should be an opportunity to acknowledge the wrongs and exploitations of the past as the global community together in order to affirm human dignity, the human dignity of those of African descent, the human dignity of indigenous peoples, the human dignity of those whose countries were, in their view, exploited by colonialism to the benefit of some of the colonial powers. Now, that's one aspect. There is very good text on remedies for victims, on new insights into contemporary racism, hate sites on the internet, etc. There is a very big breakthrough for indigenous peoples. You're talking about millions of individuals around the world. In Mexico alone, there are a very significant number of indigenous peoples who have their own rights to assert, which they wish to assert not just as individual human beings, but on behalf of the tribe, the group, of that particular area, be it Chiapas, be it Oaxaca, or wherever. Take the Roma in Europe, a very beleaguered minority. They've had their situation recognized. So this conference is a very practical one.
In the past, you have spoken about the need to right the historic wrongs of slavery. Now, what are you talking about there? Are we talking about reparations, an apology, apologies?
Well, the first thing we're talking about is recognition. And I think we mustn't underestimate it, that if the global community together can find strong language of remorse for the wrongs and exploitations of the past, that will be so important for human dignity. And then the delegates will be grappling with the question, how do you show that you mean it by addressing the effects into this century of the exploitations of the past? And that's where the link is being made with development issues, reinforcement of development programs, affirmative action perhaps towards vulnerable groups, African descendant groups, indigenous groups. These are issues that are being explored by the delegates.
First day of the conference, are you optimistic or pessimistic about the possibility of, at this late stage, bringing the United States on board?
I welcome the fact that the United States is participating at an experienced mid-level at this conference with negotiators who understand the issues and who can help us address those issues. I do feel genuinely confident that if we work very hard and if there is a true spirit of seeking to achieve an agreed resolution, that we can do it. It's a great agenda for this beginning of this century.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Mary Robinson is the UN Commissioner for Human Rights, speaking with us from Durban, South Africa.